Did you find things were difficult from, say, the late 80s onwards in terms of getting things, you know, getting things out to the public, really, I suppose?
I think there was a, you know, you tend to be, as a musician, you kind of, although I listen to everything, I try and listen to, even these days, I will listen to absolutely everything. I'm not a big fan of today's R&B, so to speak, and I'm not a big fan of rap or whatever you want to call it, you know, dubstep and stuff like that, but some of it you can learn from. And at that time I was listening to all kinds of music, and I thought, well, it's not really, there's not really a market or a niche which I could slot into here. Like you say, it was difficult times, and you know, you slot into what you did, and I found myself doing a lot of session work for other people, just backing vocals and various bits and pieces like that. But I formed another band. I got another band together called Gun Hill, and we went out and just played stuff that we really like to play, and we built up a bit of a following around the south of England area. And it got to the stage where they were asking for Uriah Heep songs in the set, which we did, some cover versions and stuff like that. And it just snowballed. But that to me was fun. We had some good times.
Gun Hill, I was going to mention that. That was around about the mid-90s. And you did make a few albums with that band, didn't you?
We never really wanted to do any album. It was a fun thing to do. And we made a cassette. Somebody recorded something, so we just put it on cassette, and that was okay. And then we did an album called Night Heat with a slightly different lineup. But we, you know, it was fun to play, and we played live, and we had a lot of success with it playing live, and it really was a fun band. There was no pressure. We went out and played when we wanted to play, and people liked the band, so it was good. We put together some of the best songs that we thought we did in the set, so that the album called Night Heat has a couple of cover versions on there, a couple of Lucifer's Friend tracks that we reworked to suit it, because we were basically a four piece, you know, guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, and the guys, again, really, really good musicians, and the album I thought was very pleasant to listen to, you know, and we still get orders for it now. People still come up to me and say, do you have any more copies of Night Heat left? You know, I said, yeah, I can find you one and stuff like that. So that people are still asking for it.